bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the second chapter of 1 Timothy. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. So, how's a person, a sinful person, going to find peace? If you go to the library or a large bookstore, you will find many volumes with many suggestions on which way the author thinks you should proceed. You will find volumes written by therapists. Sadly, a therapist can offer some self-help suggestions, but he offers no promises. There are some religions which encourage, change your state of mind and you will be lifted up, or here are rules to help you escape your sin. Tragically, you can never be sure how far you've gone. Some world religions offer all kinds of mental and physical exercises to help you. Of course, if you fall short, which everybody does, you get recycled and get to try again. Science can tell you there is no such thing as sin. After all, from the scientific point of view, you are a human animal. That's what science says, but your conscience says differently. Name a philosophy or a religion. All will fail to give you the absolute peace and assurance of salvation which you need. All will fail, except for Christianity. Most folks reading that line will say, "That's a pretty strong statement." They will say that because we live in a time where there are many ways to heaven, if there is a heaven. Ours is a time when folks want to believe all religions are the same, with every road leading you to God, if there is a God. In contrast to what is fashionable, only Christianity supplies complete answers to life's questions. That's because Jesus' church is the only church which says we are saved by God's grace and not by our actions. Those of us who have been brought into the Lord's light rejoice because they are absolutely sure Jesus is the answer. Please notice I didn't say Jesus is an answer, nor is he one of many answers. Jesus alone is the good news of great joy which the angels announced at his birth. Jesus is the answer, the message of hope the angels spoke about at the entrance to the empty tomb on Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer who toppled the Greek gods from Olympus and closed down the oracle at Delphi. Jesus is the answer who shut down the temples of Isis in Egypt and made sure the mystery religions remained a mystery. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer who turned the world upside down 2,000 years ago, and he remains the only answer to humanity's spiritual needs today. Which explains why the Holy Spirit continues to bring comfort to those who mourn and joy to those who live. It all happens because Jesus alone is the way and the truth and the life. We pray. Dear Lord, may I always follow your Son, who is the only Savior this world will ever see. May others also reject the theological and psychological inventions of humankind and place their trust in Jesus, who gave his life so we might have life eternal. In his name, amen. The Savior asked his followers to share his story of salvation. Sadly, doing so can be frightening and intimidating. If you would like to learn how to be more comfortable in fulfilling the Lord's request, Lutheran Hour Ministries is holding a Sent Outreach Conference in Detroit covering the dates of July 24th to 27th. For more information, see www.lhm.org/conference.